Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner for Tuesday here on FM 95.7 KQWC. Well, tomorrow marks the 60th anniversary of the tragic news we all learned with the assassination of John F. Kennedy there on the street in Dallas, Texas. A funeral service was held a few days later, and one of the people involved in that funeral is a Webster City's own Dick Anderson, and Dick joins me on the phone line today. Dick, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's talk about how you got involved in this, and you were part of the military back 60 years ago.
Yes, I was in boot camp at Cape May, New Jersey, for the Coast Guard. And being in about the 10th week of training, we were a little more proficient in marching. And because the Coast Guard is so small, they didn't have a ceremonial unit that was stationed in Washington, D.C. So we were called up to march in the funeral cortege.
How did you prepare for that day some 60 years ago?
Well, the preparation started when we first got to boot camp. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of marching. And then once we learned of that we were going to be going to Washington, D.C., we got all the groups together that were the different companies that were being sent to Washington, D.C. I was in an India company, and since I had ROTC training at Drake when I was at school, I had marched a little bit, so I was a guide on, so I was right in the front row between two of the Coast Guard officers that were stationed at Cape May. So that's where our training was.
What about the music? Did they have the music also rehearsed that Sunday before the funeral there, Dick?
Well, I'm sure they did. Our marching was basically without music. I mean, or anything. We were just we marched down the whole cortege route. We did stop at the church. We marched to the church where the funeral was. We did not go in. We were at parade rest at the outside of the church. And then when the funeral was over, we then continued and marched down out to Arlington Cemetery. It was a good 5 miles of walking that day, but you didn't feel it at all. I mean, we gathered up all our strength and no big problem. And thought of it as a great honor that we were chosen to do so.
And you certainly served the service quite well that day, too. For those wondering about the church, that is a St. Matthew's Catholic Church where the service took part on November the 25th. And, of course, there is video of that on YouTube of that ceremony. Of course, you can't tell where you were at and so forth as that long line
I've watched it, and I could not find our group. It was sometimes it was, you know, they cut things in and out, so I never did see that. I was, as I said, we didn't go into Arlington Cemetery. We stayed out in parade rest during the service that was out at the internment.
And that was about mid-afternoon after that march from St. Matthew's all the way to Arlington, Virginia, to the National Cemetery, and still lots of visitors come to Arlington to see the burial site of the Kennedy family, both John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy. I believe Ted Kennedy's buried there, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So that was quite an experience for you and your colleagues that time.
Well, it was. It really was. I had the opportunity. We stayed at Curtis Bay, Maryland, because that was outside of Washington, D.C., and I did get a chance to talk with my best friend from grade school, high school, and college. His name was Jack Bierman. And Jack was working in Washington, D.C. at that time with the REA. And so I had a chance to talk with him, and he said he, before and after, and he said he was at the Potomac Bridge, and he saw me. And then when I was out at Arlington Cemetery, I just happened to see walk in front of me my cousin and her fiance, and I could not say a word because I was in Bray West and I could not break the rank there and go even say hello to her. So she didn't know I was there, and I didn't get a chance to talk with her.
Which I'm sure was the same routine there, Dick, for all the other military people there for that funeral. Kind of you couldn't say a word on there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then after the ceremony at Arlington, you did say you traveled to one place and then back up to your base up there in New Jersey.
Yeah. Afterwards, up back to Cape May, New Jersey, continued on with my training for about two or three more weeks, and then I was discharged from the boot camp, went home for a few days, and then headed up to Sheboygan, Michigan. So I boarded a Mackinac, the icebreaker up there. So I was on, that was my duty at that time.
I bet the weather was cold up there, too, during the winter time.
Oh, yes. I got up there in January.
Mm-hmm.
I was a reservist, so I had 6 months active duty. So I spent the next January, February, and March in Sheboygan and on the Mackinac. It was really funny. One February day, it got up to 60 degrees, and I couldn't believe it. They
Wow.
Didn't have that type of weather at all one time.
Amazing. But I think in your service to our country there, Dick, the service for John F. Kennedy was something you will never forget.
Never forget. I did happen to see a few years ago that there was a gentleman down in Ames, and he was in an obituary. I don't know why I even looked at it, but I did. And he, too, had marched in that funeral. And I did not know him because he was maybe in a different company. You really didn't get to know the other people in the other company. You just knew your own.
So it was you and the gentleman from Ames, as far as we know, from the state of Iowa, participating in the...
as far as I know. There may be more, and there may be...
Yeah.
And that may be just the two of us.
But you were just one of the people from Iowa in that march from the White House to St. Matthew's Cathedral, then from St. Matthew's on towards Arlington National Cemetery 60 years ago. That would be this coming... Saturday, November the 25th, after the assassination.
So, yes, yeah. It would be.
Yeah, quite something you won't forget. Well, Dick Anderson, pleasure to talk with you on our Community Corner show, and thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, and enjoyed it myself.